Mark Tagubin. Welcome, friend, and Maranatha. Remember, the Lord is coming again to catch out His church to meet Him in the air. And we need to be looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted you've turned to listen to another Bible study together as we're continuing in our thoughts concerning who we are in Christ Jesus. We've seen that we are fully and completely accepted through the Lord Jesus Christ by God the Father. And now we're turning to another aspect of who we are in Christ, in turning to consider that we are a triune being. We're going to consider this just a little more, because this is a vital truth that many miss in their understanding of who they are in Christ. The triunity of man, the trichotomous view of man. Many think man is a dichotomy, that is, he is two. But the Word of God makes it clear that man is a trichotomous, that is, he is a trichotomy, he is three in one, rather than just two in one, made in the likeness and image of Almighty God. And thus we're considering and thinking about this triune makeup of man, as the Word of God makes clear and makes plain over in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 23. We see the trichotomy of man clearly defined. And so we're beginning with the spiritual part of man, the spiritual part of man. Now, the Spirit relates to the spirit world, whether it be the Holy Spirit or whether it be evil spirits. And there's much activity in the spirit world. Perhaps in the future we will discuss and go into some depth in study of the spirit world, which is very active around us all the time. And whether we're aware of it or not, the spirit world is seeking to influence us and to have a place in our lives if we will allow it. And the Holy Spirit of God is the shield and the protector of the child of God from the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and the demons of Satan, so that a child of God cannot be demon-possessed. Because the Holy Spirit indwells and lives within our spirit where demonic activity takes place. So, beloved, we're talking about the spiritual part of man. The Spirit contains our intuition, which is a direct perception of truth. That part of us that recognizes truth when we hear it. That is our direct perception of truth. It recognizes facts for what they are, independent of any reasoning process. Immediate apprehension. It's called sensing by Watchman Nee, the sensing part of man. And this is in the spiritual realm of man, the intuition. And this is something that often is more sensitive in women than in men, this part of perception without reasoning process involved. It's amazing how women sometimes sense things that we men do not grasp or comprehend our sense. I recall an account of a man that was getting ready to invest in a scheme that would double his money in 6 months' time. and he was going to invest $10,000, and in 6 months' time, he would double his money. And this was a guaranteed thing. I mean, it didn't look like it could fail. And so he was very excited about getting involved in it, and his wife said, no, I don't know why, but I don't think you should do this. I just don't feel like it's the right thing to do. And he argued with her, and they discussed it for some time. But finally he said, all right, and he gave up the idea. And within 6 months' time, all the men who were involved in that money-making scheme were in jail because it was an illegal scheme that was contrary to the law, and he would have been involved with them had he not listened to his wife. And this is the intuition that women have that many times they operate on, and we men, we just don't get it. I remember reading about a fella that said, this year we're going to plant a garden, and we've had a good winter, and spring is upon us, and I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to plant the garden, and we're going to have a great year. All forecasts say that it's going to really be a good year. And his wife said, well, honey, I don't know, but I don't feel like it would be the time to plant the garden. I don't think it would be a good thing to do. And he said, oh, that's foolishness. You and you women said, y'all don't know what's going on half the time. And so he went ahead and put out a lot of work and a lot of money and planted the garden and got it ready. And that year they had a drought and not a thing came up in the garden. And he began to realize his wife had more insight about things than he did. That's what intuition is about, and women many times operate more in that realm than men do. A direct perception of truth, of facts, independent of any reasoning process. It's just something that God has blessed us with in the spiritual realm, and many times women are more sensitive to that than we men. Secondly, the conscience is in the spirit, the sense of what is right and wrong in one's conduct or motives, impelling one toward right action. And Watchman Nee calls this the discerning part of man's makeup, the discerning of what is right and what is wrong, the conscience. And the sense of what is right and wrong. Every man has a conscience, but he can sear over his conscience. He can put down the cry of the conscience till the point that it doesn't bother him, because he is determined to go his own way, to do his own thing, and he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He's going to do it anyway. And then communion is another aspect of the spiritual part of man, the act of sharing our worship. In other words, holding in common, participation, fellowship. This is the worshiping part of man, the communion of man that communes and worships the Lord God. It is this spiritual part of man that is God-conscious, knowing that there's some power in the universe greater than himself, the communion part of man. And then this spiritual part of man, of course, is what the Spirit is about. And this is the area where we're conscious of some power in the universe greater than ourselves. We can squelch that God consciousness. We can put it down. We can deny it. We can turn away from it. Part of being a conscience that is seared and will not acknowledge the eternal God. This is spoken of in the Scripture as the inner man, the spiritual part of man as the inner man. And in the Trinity, it has to do with the Holy Spirit of God. for he is the one that will relate to the spiritual part of man, if an individual will open their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And it's the Holy Spirit of God who will move into our spirit to do the work of salvation. Again, as we're told in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit of God is the spiritual part of man. And again, here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, speaking of Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. That is, until the Lord completely gives us a glorified body and fulfills the process of salvation unto the praise of His glory. And so we see the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit and becomes God's seal, God's guarantee of our salvation. When many times the federal government would ship cargo across the nation, they would put it in a box car of a train, and the government would put a seal on the door of the box car. It was a federal seal, and anyone who broke that seal without the permission of the federal government would be guilty of a federal crime and punishable by the government of the United States of America. The seal was a protection placed upon the door of that boxcar. Well, the Holy Spirit of God is the seal of God. He indwells our spirit and lives within us. He's our protector, the protection of Almighty God from the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the demons of Satan. He lives within the spirit of the child of God and is there to make us sensitive to the will of God, sensitive to the purposes of God, the desires of God, sensitive to the Word of God, opening up our understanding and illuminating our spirit to the truth of God's Word. Until next time, goodbye.